This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The Master's Program in Social Work, Social Policy, and Social Administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Do you have what it takes to solve a cold case murder? How about one that's been left unsolved for decades? Now you can take a stab at identifying the weapon, the room, and the culprit involved by participating in a live-action version of the classic Hasbro board game, Clue. Downtown Chicago is home to this one-of-a-kind experience based on the iconic game. It's called Clue, a walking mystery. Now, to talk about the family-friendly production, we turn to Sophie Grimm, director of operations and an actor in the immersive game, and Juliana Moreno, one of the game's designers. Juliana is also an interactive narrative designer at Wild Optimists Interactive Entertainment Company. And Sophie starts us off by telling us what it's been like for her to see the board game come to life.
I mean, we all love that game. If you've ever played it, if it's in your house or a family member's house, we've had so much fun, hours and hours of playing that.
Oh, for sure.
So it's nice to now be able to take it right in downtown Chicago and not only do that, but kind of put a spin on it. So you get to be a little more involved than just putting pieces on a board.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So the game begins downtown at Block 37 on State Street. So set the scene for us, Sophie. What do people learn about the mystery, like, when they arrive?
Yeah. Well, they basically show up in their group. So maybe up to five people in a group, they come and they step into the roles of descendants of those classic characters, Miss Scarlet and Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, and now, newly and improved, Solicitor Peacock, Mayor Green, and Chef White.
Ah. So
we got a 2023.
What a twist. Mm-hmm. What a twist.
And then they get introduced from the butler about what's going to happen, how are they going to play the game, kind of understand the rules of the mystery, and then we send them off on their way into Chicago where they find all of these clues.
And you also play one of the butlers.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. So it's just like the board game. Who did it, with what weapon, in what room, except instead of a game board, the rooms are spread out all across the loop.
That's right. Well, the artifacts from this mansion, of course, one from the ballroom, one from the kitchen, has been auctioned off to these businesses. So you get to go to iconic spots in Chicago and look through these artifacts in actual downtown spots.
I love that so much. And a lot of locations here. I'm seeing Harry Carey's Italian Steakhouse. Where else? Magnolia Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Billy Goat, if you want to get a sandwich there.
So many options.
Yeah.
So many options. So do participants end up walking a lot?
Yeah, so it is a walking tour for them, but it is a go at your own pace. So
good.
You can kind of do what you want, you know?
Because I'm slow.
Uh-huh, I'm with you. I'm with you, and I like to sightsee. So it's kind of a perfect way when people come into Chicago, they say, I want to sightsee, but I don't know exactly how to do that. It's a way to involve walking and seeing the sights with something as fun as Clue.
Incredible. Juliana, I mean, this is so involved here. Talk to us a bit more about the planning that went into this. I can only imagine what considerations went into choosing, for instance, the location of these clues.
So much planning went into this. Luckily,
right.
I love solving puzzles, because this was quite a puzzle to put together, because you essentially have to tell an entire story, tell an entire mystery through the use of these artifacts. So how do we take these pieces of furniture that came from the Tudor mansion and from studying all of these pieces, figure out who did it, where, and with what? And so it was a huge puzzle, but it's really satisfying to feel like when you walk into the business, you get to actually see and interact with these different objects. So it's no longer this 2D board game, but you really feel like a detective who's working your way through the clues and, you know, gathering all of the evidence and then putting it together to figure out the crime.
And so you wrote the clues? I mean, you're the game's narrative designer, so I'm assuming so.
Yeah, we did all of the writing, the script writing for the butlers. We designed all of the puzzles and put together the entire mystery of how it all works.
Yeah. Well, any businesses that you had to, you know, work harder to convince to take part, or was it easy?
We were really excited to have Harry Caray's on board because they are such an iconic Chicago landmark. But they were definitely very, you know, particular, as they should be, about what sort of, you know, furniture we are putting in their very beautiful, very fine establishment. But, you know, once we showed them this antique Prohibition cabinet, they were like, okay, yes, that can come into our place. It's gorgeous.
So, Sophie, on average, how long does it take to catch the killer?
I'm going to say about 2 to 4 hours, depending on
how. You said there wasn't a lot of walking.
Yeah, you know, it really is only 1 to 2 hours, but because you're going to all these places,
true.
Have a cocktail, have a snack, have a full meal, because as long as you're there to get to the final butler by our Betty by time of whatever it is that day, then we love to solve the mystery, kind of combine your findings, deduce the answer together, and make sure that happens.
Yeah. Juliana, how do kids react when they've solved the mystery?
Oh, kids are the most fun to watch solving the mystery. They start jumping up and down and they're like, wait, no. Oh, because it can't be this. And so it's got to be this. And they get so excited. And I just love, you know, as a designer, it's really important to me to make people feel accomplished and make them, especially kids, make them feel like they have the tools that they need to do what they need to do. And so this is a really great way for kids to feel like they can put together all of the information. And I will say our butlers are incredible. They do such a great job of guiding, you know, the players through it if they need that little extra help to be like, but wait, what about this? And then the kids are like, right, you're right. Okay, no, so it's got to be this, which is so fun to see.
Nothing's explained. We still don't know who killed him.
But the point is, we've got to find out in the next 39 minutes before the police arrive.
My God, we can't have them come here now.
But how can we possibly find out which of you did it?
What do you mean, which of you did it?
Well, I didn't do it. Well, one of us did. We all had the opportunity. We all had a motive.
Great. We'll all go to the chair.
Maybe it wasn't one of us.
Well, who else could it have been?
Who else is in the house?
Only the cook.
That was a clip from the 1985 Paramount Pictures film Clue, starring Tim Curry. Did you grow up playing Clue, Juliana?
Oh, Clue was one of my formative board game loves. I've actually written articles for magazines on how much I love Clue. I really think, you know, my business partner Arielle and I are escape room puzzle game designers, and Clue is such a formative game in terms of everything that we do now, because we really love telling a story through gaming and through puzzling, and Clue was the precursor of that. Like, everyone wants to step into the roles of these iconic characters. It's such a kind of thrilling story to know that everyone came for dinner and the host was murdered and now you have to figure out who did it. So it really, so much of everything that I do in my life as a game designer, I really do believe strongly came from playing Clue as
it's
a child.
So exciting. And I've got to reveal to listeners who can't see us here in studio, Sophie, but we were mouthing that entire clip. Right? So I can tell you love Clue.
The cook.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. What sorts of memories are associated with the game for you?
Well, I always loved that there was that moment at the end where it's, I believe it was, you know, you get to stand up and kind of act in that moment. And I think it's fun that in this game itself, yes, the kids come and have a good time, But the adults get into it just as much. You mm-hmm. can dress as the character color that you're going to be a part of that day and, you know, kind of lean into the theatrics of it all. So I think that's the best part.
Yeah. Well, speaking of characters, who's your favorite Clue character?
Ooh, that's real tough.
I'm going to ask you both this. So put your thinking cap on, Juliana.
Mm-hmm.
You first, Sophie.
Okay. I'm going to say with these new looks that the newest Hasbro Clue game has, I might be Chef White. I think she's doing something real cool with her look there. But
it's Miss Peacock for me.
All right.
What about you, Juliana?
Oh, see, I'm a classic Scarlet. I just got to love like the elegance, the glamour, the intrigue. But I will say now that Solicitor Peacock has this whole makeover as, you know, this great businesswoman who's so on top of everything, I might be moving more towards the Solicitor Peacock in my old age.
Yeah, well, that's a good choice. We talked earlier about how the game's family friendly. So what age group is this mystery designed for? Like, can people of all ages do this walking tour, Juliana?
Yeah, we've had players as young as 7 have an incredible time and be, like, fully engaged the entire time in solving the mystery. So, it depends on your kid. There's some 12-year-olds who can't sit still, but there's some 7-year-olds who are like, absolutely, I have to solve this mystery. But it really, as Sophie said, I think as young as 7, but groups of adults are coming and just having a blast with their friends. I think this would be a fantastic date night where you get to just walk all through the city and have snacks and
so
have something to do that brings you together. Yeah.
All right. Just a minute to go, Sophie. Make your final pitch. Okay. Why should folks come out and give this experience a try?
I think the fact that we're going through Halloween right now is a perfect time to come out because it's spooky season. You get to solve a mystery. And like we said, people at 7 years old up to 70 years old have been able to come in. They're coming in their peacock caps, ready to party, have a good time, and celebrate Chicago.
Nice. And you can buy tickets at cluewalkingexperience.com. Sophie Grimm is an actor and director of operations, and Juliana Moreno is an interactive narrative designer. They were speaking about the immersive mystery game Clue, a walking mystery, and it's based on the classic board game that you know and love. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks so much. Check us out at feverup.com.
This Reset Conversation was produced by Landon Jones, and it was edited by Meha Ahmed and Brenda Ruiz. Get Reset in your inbox Monday through Friday by subscribing to our newsletter. You'll get the biggest headlines, see what we're covering on the show, and some recommendations for what to see and do in Chicago. Just go to wbez.org/resetnews to sign up. That'll do it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk to you again on Monday.